My son's just getting into talking, you know, because he's 19. No, he's, he's two. And but what's really cool is he still has a pacifier, so he's trapped between the world of communication and the world of solace. So what we'll do is we'll be going down the street and he'll have his pacifier in and just... And then he'll see something that he knows, and the excitement of being verbal, it just overwhelms him, so he'll just go... Dog. Ball. And it's cool to be around because there is genuine excitement. There is genuine idealism. They have not in any way had their spirit marred. If he sees something that he believes is good, he will dance. It's the most amazing thing. We have a book on tigers at home, and we walked past the store and he saw a stuffed animal, a tiger, and he literally did this. And I was just like, dude, what's that? Just like, man, that's that thing we saw in the book, and God damn it. And you wonder when that ends. It, you know, when does sarcasm begin? When is that moment when your soul slowly begins to corrode? When, because I know this. I know this about my two-year-old son. If I say to him, let's go to the zoo, he will not say to me, yeah, the zoo. Great. Because he can't. He cannot process that. He cannot process it. Let me verbally fuck with you. All he can do is this. By the way, that winded me. I'm old. You know, I don't perform enough anymore to really like know my own physical limitations. So as I was doing that, I was like, wow, this is taking a while to do. And you're slowly tiring.